About half five peak time, we had a van park itself very comfortably in the middle of a very busy forecourt. We had, I think, seven cars in the forecourt at the time. Guy gets out of the van, about 6 foot tall, approaches one of our attendants with a knife. They have a bag with cash on them. The attendant panicked and was slow to give it to him, and effectively chased around the forecourt for almost a minute by a guy. The CCTV will show, like, slashing the knife towards him and raising it above his head, and just, it was like Harry Krueger, and it was nuts. Clearly this guy was on something. This is not the actions of a logical individual. He had earlier, within 5 minutes prior, maybe 10 minutes prior, had robbed another service station. This was on his escape route back to Derry, shall we say, and he still decided to take time out in the knowledge that the Garda would be after him to rob a second place.
How is your member of staff now? It must have been a very scary ordeal for them.
He's traumatised, and he was just off work for a few days, and he's a mature man, and this is just not something that you expect him to go.
Is this the first time your petrol station has been targeted?
In the last 4 months, between me personally and my businesses, we've had five, what I would perceive as drug-related or drug-driven crimes, which are personally, or my business effective. It's very unfair for our politicians to expect our Garda to have the resources to police the population of Inishowen, which is 10,000 people, when in fact they're having to police the overflow of Derry, which is 100,000 people. The minimum we need is a 24-hour response, armed response on the Derry-Bridgend border.
You're offering a reward now as well in relation to Tuesday's robbery.
Yes, £1,000 to anyone who can give us information for myself, PSNI, Garda, that enables the arresting of the person who attacked my staff.